Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
Local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center. So, Brandon, I was talking about it a little bit earlier, but you have started off with some preview series at Chippewa Herald.
Jumping into it.
Oh, over there. So, you want to start off with some softball?
We can, yeah.
Chi-High softball. High expectations this year,
always.
Do you think?
Yeah. Always. I mean, that's... Doesn't matter the year, that's always going to be the case. And that is the case again this year. It's a team that, you know, loses some really important seniors from last year, but better than I would say any program I cover. They're just better at kind of reloading and having that next group ready to go.
Right.
And they still have several players who are, you know, 3 or even now 4 year players back this year. So, and they're ready to get underway. They host Oakland North in doubleheader today. That was a game that was postponed a couple times this week, but, you know, with the way the weather looks, they should be able to go today. So, but, you know, they won the Big Rivers last year. You know, they're going to be in that battle again this year. You've got teams like North and New Richmond that have really good senior pitching that are going to be, you know, right there with them. Hudson's always strong as well. So,
How about any other, like McDonald or other conferences?
And, I mean, in the Western Clover Belt, you've got Fall Creek. They're the defending conference champion. They bring back a good crew again from a team that was, you know, in sectionals last year. Kind of a similar story with McDonald, where they're bringing back nearly their entire starting lineup, and they've got some freshmen that will kind of work their way in there. I think in the Western Clover Belt, those are probably going to be the two teams battling out the top. But, you know, you're always going to have, you know, some of the more established teams too, like a Bloomer, who, even though they're really, really young, or a Thorpe, who only has, I think, one senior on the team. So
Gilman maybe in there too?
Well, Gilman's in the East, but Gilman's Gilman will be... I think will be a contender. And the thing with this year, McDonald moving up to D4 in softball for girls is now in D5, you know, I think Thorpe and Gilman will probably be two of those, you know, potential, you know, sectional level contenders, along with like an Athens once that time comes. But, you know, Gilman's always solid, and I know that they bring back the majority of their team as well. So, you know, in the Eastern Clover Belt, they'll be certainly a contender, as they always are.
Right. Baseball wise, I know you did a little bit with Chip over there too. And when we talk baseball, Big Rivers, I mean,
it's always good.
Yeah, he got, you know, North Memorial, Chippewa. I mean, River Falls,
Hudson. Yeah, it's, you know, it's always just such a deep conference, and you know, a conference that come playoff time usually has, you know, a good amount of success. You know, you look at that D1 sectional, and inevitably you're always going to have seemingly at least two Big Rivers teams in there, and that was the case last year with Hudson River Falls. So, but this year, you know, for Chippewa Falls, led by, you know, their top returners are their pitching. Easton Bob, who's a Division I commit to St. Thomas, you know, he's back. Jacob LeQuay was their number two pitcher. Cole Pearlberg pitched a lot of good innings for the Cardinals last year. So for them, it's kind of, you know, figuring out the pecking order when it comes to, you know, the position spots around the diamond. But, you know, they were second in the conference last year, and, you know, I'm sure they're looking to be up there in that spot again this year. But, you know, as I mentioned, those other teams we mentioned, North Memorial, always good. Hudson River Falls, always good. Like, it's just it's a deep conference where generally you don't have many conference champions that make it through it unscathed. Just because, especially with the nature of baseball, baseball is, you know, maybe more than any other high school sport, so much of a momentum-based sport where, I mean, when you get to the postseason, a lot of times you'll see highly seeded teams get knocked off early. And, you know, part of that is just momentum, and, you know, a play here, a play there can make a big difference in the game. So,
right. What did I see too? Like, I know some other teams, like, was it Baldwin Woodville was in action? So, I mean, baseball games are underway.
They are. And this, really, I think today will probably be the first pretty busy day. Because you had some games scheduled a little bit early in the week that were pushed back.
Right.
You know, I mentioned Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire North for softball, but you're going to have some other teams like that. And really, with the way the weather looks now, as we get into next week, it'll be kind of the first big, busy week of across the board. Plus, you're going to have track and field teams starting to go outdoors. And Chippewa Falls next Tuesday hosts its, every year does a three-team meet with North and Memorial. That's always a big event because it's the first outdoor meet, and you have a lot, the teams have a lot of entries, so you just have a lot of kids get out there in action. So, and that'll be, you know, that'll be getting going there. Soccer's kind of getting going now too. You know, we'll see about golf. We've got some, I think next week, some meets scheduled, and golf courses are open. Obviously, they're going to be able to go. So
yeah, I know a lot of them are opening back up today.
Right.
I was seeing on social media such, too. You mentioned soccer. I know what River Falls defeated Chi High last night. Yep. North defeated Menominee Memorial and Rice Lake Tide at one apiece over there, too. So, yeah, you had some Middle Border Conference softball. Altoona defeated Baldwin-Woodville. Or it was a split because doubleheader, five-inning doubleheader there, too. So we had some Cloverbelt action over there, too. Yeah, Colfax looked like they picked up a couple wins. Mondovi over Glenwood City. Cornell, Lake Holcomb, defeated Birchwood Winter in the Lakeland Conference, too. So, yeah, baseball, Ellsworth defeated Stanley Boyd, and then Hudson over Superior. So Elk Mound over Osseo Fairchild, 14-1. Yeah, Baldwin-Woodville defeated Levi Strum, 2-1. Low-scoring affair over there, too. So, you know, back to golf because that's my thing here. I mean, this area seems to always have a few, whether it's teams or individuals over there. Kind of the same case, you think, this year, too?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Big Rivers, you know, Memorial is always going to be a good place to start.
And
know,
North over there, too.
With some players back that have been really good the last few years.
That make me incredibly jealous. You guys are not allowed to play in the Casper Classic, just say.
You are too good. You are too good. And the Clover Belt, I think Bloomer's probably going to be the team to beat this year. They bring back their entire starting five from a sectional qualifying team last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a good spot. Cadott's going to, I think, be pretty good, too, there. They're also bringing back a lot of experience. So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of the last time that golf season was able to get going in on time in the middle of April. You know, because next week is when, for the most part, because I think McDowell Regis is playing in a tournament today down south.
Okay.
Or they're scheduled to. I'm assuming that it's still on. But, yeah, I mean, golf is always, it can be so compressed. Like, of all the sports, like, that one always seems like it's a little bit more privy to the, you know, lingering winter weather because, you know, the process of obviously getting a full course ready.
Right.
After the winter is a little bit different than, you know, a diamond.
Yeah.
Or
and a lot of it's so different, you know, are you next to a lot of water, a river?
Right. There's just so many other things
drainage
you gotta think of.
Is a big
and hopefully
thing.
That means that, you know, golfers will be able to get out and and have a good, you know, decent sized season.
Tell me a little bit to kind of start to wrap it up here. Are the Steel close to clinching?
There's 2 weeks left. They got two games left. They play one game tomorrow. They're up in Eagle River against the Windigo. Mm-hmm. And then next Thursday they close the regular season at home against Janesville. And right now the Steel are 1 point up for the final playoff spot, but the team behind them, Minnesota, actually plays two more games.
Oh, okay.
So Minnesota plays two games this week and two games next week. So they could, you know, obviously leapfrog them, but, you know, the Steel, and talking with them, they're just, I mean, obviously it's cliche, but at this point it's literally the only way you can approach it's one game at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they're going into this week, you know, they're going up to, I mentioned Eagle River, which I didn't know until Coach Ratzlaff mentioned it to me, that Chippewas never won in Eagle River.
Mm.
That's going back to last year. They're, I think, like 0-9 or 0-10, and he said it's just a very tough place to play. So.
It's a unique arena from
it
what
is.
I've heard, too.
That's,
yeah.
That's what he said. It's just a little different. And the Windigo have had really good teams, too. I mean, they won the division last year. They're currently in first place in the division this year. So, but, yeah, it's coming right down to it for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got the opportunity in front of them, but you know they gotta take care of business and hope for a little bit of help here.
Yeah, Blue Gold Wise here. I know the men's golf team is going to be in action this weekend too. You got lacrosse, women's lacrosse. It's going to be at Colorado College. Baseball is going to be taking on Stevens Point. Outdoor track and field is going to be in lacrosse at the Ashton May Invitational over there too. Also, we've got softball. Blue Gold Softball is going to be taking on St. Benedict. So, I mean, you got the full slate of Blue Gold sports going on. But yesterday, too, was the announcement of their new men's basketball coach. That is Zach Malvick, former Winona State player, was a part of the, if you remember, the early 2000s, those really good teams that won, was it 51 games in a row, 51, 56, somewhere around there. Back-to-back national championship appearances, won one of them in 06, was a key player, part of that team. And then last year was an assistant coach for the UW Green Bay men's basketball team over there and their resurgence from this year. And he's a Holman native, too. So, but that was announced yesterday as the new men's basketball coach for the Blue Golds, which I like it. I think he's got a good resume, brings a pretty good track record. You know, a lot of it's going to be recruiting and ad. But obviously, he's very familiar.
And that's, I think that's a big part of it, is you have someone that has, you know, has coached at the D1 level,
mm-hmm.
but is experienced in this area. You mentioned being from Holman, so obviously familiar with, you know, the Cooley region, the, you know, the Triple Valley a little bit. And then,
yep.
you know, that's, I mean, recruiting is the lifeblood of any college sport,
right.
but I think especially at like the D3 level.
Yeah, and maybe spending a year over on the eastern side of the state too.
There you go. Learning about the towns over there too.
Yeah, because they got some good high school squads over there.
Yes, they do.
That was we're going to get him on an episode of the Rolling with the Golds podcast coming up here soon too. I should mention Stout as well. Stout men's golf is going to be in action too. They're joining the Blue Golds down in Illinois. And then baseball, they've got they're going to be going up against Platteville. It looks like here too. And for let me just double check. What was that? Oh, don't touch the helmet over there.
Don't Blue Gold helmet.
Don't touch the helmet.
The Blue Gold helmet is slightly more safer looking than this Packer one that has pointed edges in the
yeah,
face mask.
That's for my buddy Jake. He left it in my car. I don't know why he took it to a game once. It's a youth one. It's for kids.
It certainly is. But I'm assuming that there was supposed to be something there.
It broke.
Okay.
Probably
good,
because
I'm like, that could, because it's got like pointed edges on the top of the face mask. I'm like, that couldn't be safe.
Yeah. He, I think, probably tried to put his big head in there and it broke. So Stout also is going to be at the La Crosse Ashton May Invitational for track and field too. So that's your local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center. You good?
Yeah.
Oh, you frowned at me, so.
I just do that a lot.
Yeah, no. You do. We'll take a quick break here, and then we'll do the Carpet City Flooring Center youth sports highlights. We'll get to that, plus cream of the crop. You got your cream of the crop?
I do.
All right. We'll see what it is. First up, take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.